and welcome. You're listening to the Axe 22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3517 BN. Today's date is December 5th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Biden Preparing to Preemptively Pardon the Deep State. One problem: fraud vitiates everything. Did you know there's a cutting-edge study that reveals auto insurance fraud is on the rise, with stage accidents being more brazen and common than ever before? Unscrupulous actors are capitalizing on busy roadways to stage collisions and cash in on insurance payouts where the average American is the victim. These fraudsters will do anything from brake-checking cars to running into traffic purposely to get hit by a car in the hopes of getting an insurance payout. This is why I use today's sponsors, Dashcam X, to prevent myself from being the next victim of insurance fraud. It's an industry-leading dashcam that continuously records my driving 24/7 to help protect me with video evidence in case of an accident, vandalism, attempted carjacking, insurance fraud, and more. It's packed with safety features including 4K Ultra HD recording, night vision video, 24/7 motion detection with built-in sensors, and easy installation. Every car on the road needs one. This holiday season, you can get Car Vision X up to 50% off. That includes a 60-day satisfaction guarantee only at carvisionx.com. Once again, that's carvisionx.com. Don't miss out on the huge savings for this holiday season. Go to carvisionx.com and give the gift of safety this year, or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see from the very, very beginning when they were trying to stop Trump, remember? Going back to 2016, they spied on his campaign. They said he cheated in the election when he used the electoral count. They used Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 impeachment hooks number one, number two. During the election, they cheated. They overthrew the United States government. Then they said that Trump was responsible for the insurrection. But again, he was the sitting president, so the insurrection was actually against him. And once he started to run or announced that he was going to run for election, what did they do? They came at him with everything that they had, with indictment and cases, and they tried to stop him every step of the way, and they couldn't, because the people with him, the people saw what was going on, and the people realized that the deep state players, they were the problem. They were the actual criminals, the fake news, the FBI, the DOJ, the corrupt politicians. People started to wake up, and they started to see what? The system. That's what this was all about. The people needed to see the system. The criminal system that they created over the many, 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 many years. Now the people can see the criminal system. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And since the deep state players, since they couldn't stop Trump, and they know Trump is now going to be inaugurated, there's going to be a transition. Of course, yes, they're going to try to do something before the inauguration, before the certification. But they know that they need multiple levels of their plan to actually happen to try to stop Trump. So they can't just depend on one thing. Back in 2020, they used the ballots to cheat. Were they able to do that this time around in 2024? No, there was just too many people. It was too big to rig. So now they're relying on their after the election plan, which will try to stop him from getting into office. And then once he's in office, they'll try to stop him every step of the way. But they're also looking to protect themselves, because again, they know when Trump gets into office and he actually has his people confirmed one way or another, might not be by the Senate, it might be a recess appointment. He might have to use other tactics to get them in, but they know that when he gets them in there, they have to protect themselves as they go after Trump still. So that's why we're hearing these rumblings about Biden preparing to preemptively pardon the deep state players. Now, really think about this for a second. Basically, he's going to pardon people that have never been charged with a crime. He's going to pardon people where there are no indictments whatsoever that we know of. He's going to pardon people, and it's going to look like that they're guilty. Because what does he pardon them on? What did they do? See, that's what people are going to ask. Even the D's. You're pardoning Schiff, Fauci, Pelosi, maybe, and maybe many others. What did they do that you have to pardon them? Because, see, that actually shows everyone that they're guilty of something and you're trying to protect them. Now, can the president do this? Yeah. I mean, in the Constitution, it says you can pardon, but it's normally when someone's serving time and they've been brought up on charges and they're convicted. But this is a little out of the ordinary. But we need to remember one thing and one thing Very, very important. Fraud vitiates everything. So, for example, Trump, we know that he has classified information, which I do believe he already declassified, that Biden and all these deep state operatives, they overthrew the United States government. They cheated in the election. Trump has said it many, many times before. When this information comes out, the entire time Biden was in office is fraud because they cheated in the election. They overthrew the United States government, overthrew the duly elected president. So it's fraud. Think about everything else that they did during this period of time. It's all fraud. So can a resident who cheated in the election, can he pardon people if he got into office fraudulently, if he cheated? No, he cannot. Now think about the Trump card. Think about what Trump has. Because he does have data, he does have evidence of them cheating in the election. He knows exactly how they did it. And I do believe he has proof of how they did it. See, the thing is, you need the people to come on board. You need the people to understand that there was cheating. Now, think about what people have learned since 2020. During the 2020 election, yes, there were people that said, yes, there's cheating, but the majority of the people didn't believe it. Now, since we had the 2024 election, and actually, if we go back a little bit to 2022, people saw cheating in 2022, and they were like, that's very interesting. It's the same thing they did back in 2020. Now in 2024, at the local level in California, many other places, they saw the elections go out not just one day, 2 days, 3 days, but 4, 5, 6, 7 days. And some places, they're still counting. And in every instance where it took a very long time to count all these ballots, you know what people saw? That not one Republican won with these counts. It always went to the D's. Is that a little impossible? I would think so. So are people now seeing the fraud on the local level? Yes. And all you have to do is take that and expand it. That's what they did on the federal level. So I do believe people at this point, they realize that there is fraud in the election system. And I think this is why when you look at the polls, people are saying, yes, we're all for the SAVE Act. Yes, we have to have one-day voting, paper ballots, voter ID. We need this. And people are saying, yes, there's election interference because you saw election interference play out all throughout 2024. So people are completely on board with this, and they can definitely see the fraud in the election system. Will this make it easier for Trump to show the people that, yes, they did cheat in the elections? I do believe so. Now, even if he doesn't do this, you need to remember that no matter what Biden does, this protects these individuals on the federal level. It does not protect them on the state level. It does not protect them in the international level. So once again, if they did something in the states and they committed a crime, they can be brought up on charges. But I do believe Trump, in the end, I think he's going to show people that these individuals, they've committed one of the biggest treasonous crimes that we know of, overthrowing a government. And yes, he has the evidence of the spying that Obama has done, the sale of uranium, the pedo networks. I mean, think about all these things. Think about all this that could be brought out into the open. And I do believe Trump is waiting for the right time, the right moment. And every day that passes, more and more people are coming to his side. Even the D's now. This is waking up a lot of the D's. Yes, there are some D's saying, yes, he should have pardoned Hunter Biden. But now that he's expanding this and they're putting feelers out saying, hey, should we pardon everybody? The D's are going, what would you be pardoning them for? Because did they commit a crime? Did they do something wrong? What did they do that you have to do this? Something doesn't make sense. And I'm not saying 100% of the D's are going to go along with this. Even if we have 60 to 70% say something's wrong here, that's enough. And I do believe everything that we're witnessing right now is still waking people up. That hasn't stopped. Yes, a lot of the Republicans are awake. Yes, a lot of independents are awake. But now it's the D's turn. Because again, remember, we took back the country Now we have to keep the country with the people in this country. And we need to understand and we need to know what these people have done. And I do believe that time is coming. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the United Healthcare worker, because we could see all the libtards, they're coming out and they're actually very scary if you really think about it, because they're calling for more CEOs to be shot. Does that actually make any sense here? Or should that scare every single person? These people are truly sick. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, liberal calls for more insurance company CEOs to be shot and celebrates the killing of United Healthcare CEO. Libs of TikTok once again put this out and said, is this not a direct threat against the CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield? This is completely unhinged. And she's pointing to Taylor Lorenz. She says, and people wonder why we want these executives dead, pointing to the CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now, listen, if these people committed a crime, if they ripped off the company, ripped off the people, should they be put to death? No, we follow the rule of law and we should dig up the evidence and we should indict them. There should be a trial. And if they do any type of wrongdoing, they should be put into prison. We shouldn't just be out there saying, let's just kill these people. These people are truly, truly sick. Now, what's very interesting is that the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, when they killed him, the individual was in a hoodie, had a backpack on, looked like it was a tan backpack, had a weapon with a silencer on it. Looks like the gun was getting jammed every so often and the slide wasn't cycling. But the bullets, the shell casings, I should say, had the words defend, deny, depose. And actually, that refers to a book. And the book is Delay, Deny, Defend. The subtitle is Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What You Can Do About It. Alex Berenson put this out and said, the shooter of the United Healthcare chief executive Brian Thompson wrote Deny, Defend, Depose on the shell casings left at the scene. The words echo the name of the book about how insurers won't pay claims. This is an earthquake for corporate America. Julie Kelly said, this is what I thought. United repeatedly refuses care for him or a loved one. Now, that might be the case, but we also know that Brian Thompson was about to testify. And maybe he was involved in making some type of plea deal of what was really going on. And maybe there were people that didn't want him to talk. Tara Bull put this out and said, the CEO of insurance giant United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, who was fatally gunned down in Manhattan today, was under DOJ investigation. Was he about to take a plea deal and reveal all about congressional favors that gained them their monopoly? Someone check on Nancy Pelosi. Now, the NYPD put out a picture of an individual. The individual doesn't have a mask on. This is a person of interest. Doesn't mean that this is the person. But when you look at the backpack that this individual is carrying, it is a black strap. And when you look at the pictures of the gunman, he's wearing a tan backpack, not the same. So is this really the person? Or was this person just wearing a similar jacket with the hood up? So that's very, very interesting. We'll have to see how that plays out. Maybe it is the same person, but the backpacks don't seem to match, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we could see is that there are now Democrats and Republicans in the city of New York. They're calling on Mayor Eric Adams and New York Governor Kathy Hochul. They want them to end the state's sanctuary policies, where the sanctuary policy shields criminal illegal aliens from deportation. Now, again, if they're all there to help Trump and they're all on board, remove the sanctuary designation. Assist Trump in doing what you said you were going to assist him in doing. Let's see if they follow through. But you can see out around the world, you can see there are other governments where they changed their leaders and they brought leaders in that are going to represent the people. They are now shutting down the borders and they're limiting the amount of people that are being brought into the country. The Dutch government is going to cap the country's population of 20 million people by 2050. And they're drastically cutting immigration numbers. we see out in Argentina. Argentinian President Javier Milei is ending free social benefits for migrants as part of his ongoing pro-Argentina agenda. He will be ending free health care for foreigners and automatically deporting foreigners who commit crimes. Sounds like a common sense rule if you really think about it. And I think Trump is going to do the same exact thing. I think all the leaders who were voted in by the people, not installed, the people that are actually representing the people, I think they're all going to follow suit. And I think we're going to see a major, major change around the world. Because you have to remember, Soros and team, this was their plan to bring in all these people and blend the countries. Because again, what did they want in the end? They didn't want each country with an identity. They didn't want each country with a history. Because once you basically destroy the history, destroy the identity, you actually destroy the country. And from generation to generation, everything then is blended. And I do believe this is what their plan was for a very long time, and they were trying to push this through. And again, you can see that it is failing big time. Actually, everything that Soros have put into place is failing. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But we could see all those platforms that were supporting all this and censoring people because they were trying to put the truth out about the borders, trying to put out the truth about COVID, trying to put out the truth about election fraud. You can see their days are numbered. The social media platforms that work with the deep state players, well, Andrew Ferguson has a message. The FTC must protect Americans' freedom of speech online. If platforms or advertisers are colluding to suppress free speech in violation of the antitrust laws, the FTC must prosecute them and break them up. Break up the cartels. And he's absolutely right. So we have the FCC commissioner, we have the FTC chairman, we have all these people now going after the deep state system, because that's really what it is. The fake news is part of the deep state system. The social media platforms like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, they're all part of the deep state system. And now their days are numbered. Just like out in France, Macron's days are numbered. The people now are rising up. The people, they realize that he has not been in line with them. He's not representing them. He's an installed puppet. And right now, the Prime Minister Barnier, he resigned. They're losing power in France. Le Pen is gaining power. And what's very interesting, and Ash in America put this out, is that Trump, he is going to France, and a couple days before he's set to arrive, the government collapses, which is very, very interesting. Now, of course, he's going there for the reopening of Notre Dame. But once again, why is he really going out there? I do believe that these installed puppets, they're panicking right now. They're losing the people. They're losing their power. And you could see that patriots, they are now gaining the power around the world. I mean, we could see this as clear as day in South Korea, because the South Korean President Yoon, he was trying to stay in power by actually issuing martial law. He was trying to stop the impeachment process. Douglas McGregor put this out on X and said, South Korean President Yoon won a razor-thin election a few years ago, and it's rumored the CIA played a significant role in his win. We don't view South Korea as a sovereign state. America has multiple agreements that effectively give us control of their military. The losing party was charting a course towards independence. So you could see that the CIA's grasp on all these different countries where they put the leaders in, like Brazil, for example, where there's Lula da Silva. Actually, the CIA put him into power. Biden released him from prison and then turned around and indicted Bolsonaro, just like they were doing with Trump. So, yes, we can see that at this point, everything the CIA, everything the deep state has been trying to do, it is now falling apart around them. And I do believe this is why they're pushing war in all these different places. And if you look out in Syria, you can see the same thing that was happening under Obama is happening again. Yes, the terrorists, the state-funded terrorist groups, they can rename themselves all they want. It's the same state-funded terrorists. It's almost like Antifa dressing up as BLM, Antifa dressing up as a Palestinian supporter. It's the same people in a different costume. It's the same thing with the state-funded terrorists. Same terrorists, They can change their name. It makes no difference. But they're doing the same exact thing. They're trying to take over Syria once again. Actually, the deep state players, what they're trying to do is they're trying to start a war in Syria. Chaos there. Ukraine, we could see chaos there. Right now, there's a ceasefire deal, but let's see how long that lasts. And out in Taiwan, you can see that something might occur there. And China right now is calling on its citizens to leave Syria as soon as possible, which is very, very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is that for the first time in 27 years, the Ministry of Defense out in the Netherlands is considering conscription once again. They want to be prepared for any type of war that might occur, which is very, very interesting. Now, Trump, he's been nominating a lot of people right now. And one of the nominees that actually sends up a red flare is Daniel P. Driscoll. And Trump, he put this out. Let me just read his truth here. It says, I am pleased to nominate Daniel Driscoll from the great state of North Carolina to serve as the Secretary of the Army. As a former soldier, investor, and political advisor, Dan brings a powerful combination of experience to serve as a disruptor and change agent. Dan graduated from the UNC Chapel Hill in 3 years to join the fight with the U.S. Army after completing U.S. Army Ranger School. Dan deployed with the 10th Mountain Division as a cavalry scout platoon leader in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. After returning from combat, Dan graduated from Yale Law School on the post of 9/11 GI Bill. Dan has worked in venture capital and private equity, and most recently has been serving as senior advisor to Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. Dan will be a fearless and relentless fighter for American soldiers and the America First agenda. Hailing from Boone, North Carolina, Dan is married to his high school sweetheart, Dr. Cassie Driscoll, a plastic surgeon. They have two beautiful children, Daniel Jr. and Lila. So that's very interesting that he's with the 10th Mountain Division, because that reminds me of Post 4414. This is June 4, 2020. It says, Red 1, POTUS Twitter removal. I think we've already seen that. Red 2, Central Communications blackout. I don't know if we've seen that yet. Red 3, class movement, Pelosi or Pence. Red 4, of military assets, 10th Mountain 1st Marine, CPSD Marine, to central locations under guise of citizen riot control. Now people are going to say, well, it's not Marine. Yes, I know it's the cavalry, but it's the 10th Mountain, which is very, very interesting. Let's see how this all plays out, because we know the deep state players, they're going to push some type of chaos. I mean, really think about it. They've been letting us know that they're planning on something either before through Jamie Raskin, and actually Jamie Raskin is now replacing Jerry Nadler, because now they're going to be going after Trump once he's in office. Actually, they're going to try to stop him from getting in office. This is what Jamie Raskin has told us. Hey, let's just talk about protecting our wealth right now, because time's running out. Citigroup predicts gold hitting 3,000 by 2025. Every day you wait could cost you. Every moment of hesitation is a lost opportunity. Every maybe tomorrow puts you further behind. Noble Gold Investments is your path to the future, your guide to what's coming, your partner in prosperity. Don't wait for 3,000 gold. Visit x22gold.com now and get 10 1-ounce silver American Eagle coins with a qualified account. Get ready for tomorrow's gain today. That's x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. By stopping him with the 14th Amendment, but we know that they have other things up their sleeves to try to stop him. Now, once again, a lot of these things, we know the playbook already. And the people have been hardened. Trump is not going to do the same thing that he did before. Remember, all of these people, they have tried these things before, and Trump used what they have done to his benefit. Because remember, going back, let's say, to COVID, when they released the virus and they pretended that everyone was getting sick, everyone was dying, and they said everyone needed a vaccine. Well, they did this on purpose to do what? To cheat in the election, to get everyone to take the vaccine, the bioweapon, and to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam with depopulation. This is what they've been doing for a very long time. Now, once again, Trump, along the way, try to put the brakes on it, try to, you know, push out the idea that hydroxychloroquine would work, that we don't need the vaccine, that we can open up for business. There's no reason to be shut down. We can open up the economy again. But he knew that they were going to use this to cheat in the election. And we knew all the way up to the election they were going to use mail-ins. We were told multiple times that they were going to cheat in the election. I do believe Trump used this to his advantage to actually trap them in their overthrow of the United States government. Now we have word, again, from Peter Hotez, where he's saying, listen, we have all these different weapons. We have the bird flu, the new coronavirus. We have the mosquito-transmitted viruses. We have the dengue fever. We have the yellow fever. We have the whooping cough. We have measles. We have polio. We got them all. And there could be another plandemic. And what's very interesting is that out in the Congo, and actually Trump mentions the Congo quite a bit, there's a mysterious flu-like outbreak there, which has killed 143 people. And just a little while ago, back in, let's say, August or so, dengue fever hit the Texas border region. And this was the highest infection rate in two decades. And these are some of the things that this individual actually mentioned that we mentioned yesterday. So the vaccine researcher, Peter Hotez, says there are multiple viruses that will be unleashed on America the day after Trump takes office. So are they planning for another plandemic? Well, again, do you think the people are going to fall for this? Do you think the people are going to say, yeah, let's mask up? You think the people are going to say, yeah, let's take the vaccine? You think Trump is going to do the same thing that he did last time? I don't believe so. And you have to remember something very, very important. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they are antiviral medications. This is why the pharmaceutical companies didn't want people to know about them. This is why they tried to convince people that they're dangerous drugs, that they can't be used. Ivermectin is only used for horses. Because once you figured out that these antiviral medications could be worked with, can be used with all viruses, it's game over for big pharma. And cancer is a form of virus. So I do believe that we do have a cure, and I do believe big pharma has been covering this up for a very, very long time. But you could see that since Trump won the election, there are a lot of things that are being reversed right now. A lot of blue states saying that, hey, we'll work with Trump with the border problem. We see a lot of colleges, because remember what Trump said? We're going to be going after their money. We're going to be going after these colleges. And all of a sudden, the University of Michigan ends the DEI statements in all hiring, promotions, and training practices. Now, again, they're not doing it because, hey, we want to do it and we really believe in this. They're afraid of what Trump is going to do. So again, you have to take this for as it is, that these individuals, they are flip-floppers. Whoever's in power, that's the side they'll go to. Are they true patriots? I don't believe so. I believe that, oh, wait, you're going to come after our money? Oh, wait, you're going to try to shut us down? Oh, wait, you're going to put an end to everything that we're doing? Okay, we'll follow along what you want to do right now until we can get rid of you. Then we'll go back to what we were doing. So once again, when you see the board clearly, it's really clear. And I think Trump has now seen the board and he sees who's with him, who's against him, who's a fake, who's real. And does this process just end? No, it continues. He could see it with his nominee picks. All those people that said, oh yeah, I'm totally with you. All of a sudden they're flip-flopping, which is very, very interesting. Remember, the people voted. We have a mandate. If we voted for Trump, which we all did, and he's saying, these are the people that I want. Now, some of them are head fakes. Some of them he wants to get people to do certain things, and then he removes them. Because again, it's a game, and you need to know who truly is on your side. But you could see we're definitely winning. Because right now, 21 of George Soros' back prosecutors have been ousted since 2022. And when the people start to realize that all these prosecutors are not there to actually follow the rule of law, they're there for a certain agenda, the people of the towns, the people start to realize, in the cities, they start to realize we need to get rid of these individuals. If you look in certain areas like Portland, Oregon, Mike Schmidt was defeated. Kim Fox was replaced in Chicago. We had Pamela Price. She was recalled in California, in Oakland, California. When you look at Jackson, Mississippi, Judy Owens was indicted. Deborah Gonzalez of Athens, Georgia was defeated. And right now we have 21 that are replaced, 4 left office. They have vacancies right now. And Soros was able to get 13 new ones in there. And once again, you could see that until we remove these individuals and put them behind bars, they will not stop. Yes, we can keep fighting against them, but we need accountability. We need to bring them to justice. But we could see that we are now pushing back and the people are awake and they can see this. And like we said before, Representative Jerry Nadler, remember him? Where he said, hey, the riots are a myth. It's not really happening. It's just made up. And then someone showed him a video of burning buildings, looting and killing. It's absolutely unbelievable. He will not seek to remain as ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. And he's endorsing Representative Jamie Raskin. So basically, Raskin's going to be put in a position where he could now stop Trump, which is very, very interesting. And remember, Raskin, he headed up the impeachments also. So this is very, very interesting where they're now swapping the people. Raskin's coming in. Remember, he said we're going to be using the 14th Amendment against Trump. They're preparing and getting ready to try to keep him from getting into office. And we could see that Joe Biden and the deep state players, they have tried so much to try to stop Trump, to try to put him in jail. And they realized, okay, all that has failed. All we have is a couple things left. And then he's in office. Yes, we can create the chaos. We could try to shut everything down while he's in office. But we need to protect ourselves any way we possibly can. And Biden now is weighing preemptive pardons for Cheney, Schiff, Fauci, and many others. Now, once again, when he does a preemptive pardon or even talks about a preemptive pardon, that shows the people's guilt right off the bat. Because if you're not guilty of a crime and you haven't done anything wrong, why would you have to be pardoned? I mean, I know they're making the argument that Trump is going to do anything, but if you're innocent and we follow the rule of law, why would you need to be pardoned? You wouldn't. Clandestine put this out and said, they failed to put Trump behind bars. They failed to assassinate Trump. They failed to steal the election. They failed to start nuclear war with Russia. Now it appears their plan is just to preemptively pardon everyone. This is all about covering up treason. And then he refers back to Trump's tweet back then in 2018, where he just says treason. And that is what they have committed. Clandestine said, silver lining, though. The Biden regime and the bureaucracy are being so blatant with their corruption, it's painfully obvious, even to the remaining brainwashed sheep. Sure, the talking heads will try to spin these pardons as justified, but the people see what's going on. It is treason. So the president of the United States does have the constitutional power to issue a preemptive pardon. This means the president can grant the pardon for offenses before any legal proceedings have started against the person receiving the pardon. Historically, preemptive pardons have been rare, but not without precedent. So the power to pardon is granted by Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which allows the president grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. This power has been interpreted to include preemptive actions where no charges have been filed yet, but the pardon is for offenses already committed. A preemptive pardon does not erase the fact that a crime might have been committed. It simply forgives the legal consequences. These pardons are for past actions, not future ones. A pardon cannot be issued for crimes that have not been committed. The presidential pardon only applies to federal offenses. State crimes are beyond the president's pardon power, as explicitly stated in the Constitution. Now, the question comes in, what happens if the resident cheated in the election and there was fraud that was committed on the American people? They cheated in the election. They overthrew the U.S. government. They overthrew the duly elected president. What happens to the pardoning power? Actually, what happens to everything that Biden has done? Well, if the president's election is later invalidated due to fraud, there's a significant question regarding the legal standing of any actions taken, including pardons. The doctrine that fraud vitiates all might apply, suggesting that the act stemming from a fraudulent basis could be considered void. So this is going to be very interesting. And again, this is territory that we have never entered before. So this might have to go to Congress. It might have to go to the Supreme Court. And this might need to be looked at, because I do believe in the end, Trump might be producing information and evidence that, yes, fraud was committed on the American people. Remember, as of right now, the House passed the SAVE Act. One-day voting, paper ballots, voter ID. We know the rhinos, the deep state players, they're going to push back on this with everything that they have. Because remember, without their cheating system, they can't install their people. So once again, if it comes down to it, Trump or the people in the DOJ and the FBI and other agencies, once those people are in position, they might have to release and declassify certain information to show exactly what happened and how they cheated in the election. And once fraud is shown, well, all those pardons are absolutely meaningless. And remember, the pardons, they don't go to the state level. So if there's crimes committed in their states, they could be held accountable. And it doesn't remove them from international crimes, which is very, very interesting. So there are other countries where maybe they've been laundering money. They were in these countries. They could be brought up on charges. So that is very, very interesting. And we know that Vivek and Elon, they're going to be looking at not just cutting the agencies, but looking at all the laws, all the regulations, you name it. Vivek put this out and said, yes, we're a nation of laws, but we have too many laws. Even worse, most of the laws aren't even really laws passed by Congress. They're dubious rules written by unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. That's the actual threat to democracy. And that is absolutely true. I mean, we need to go back to the Constitution. We need to make things very, very simple. But we know why the deep state did this. They did it to make it so complex that it confuses the people. And if you just move a little to the left or a little to the right, you might have broken one of their laws and you go to prison. This is what they like. Now, it doesn't apply to them. It only applies to we the people. And this is why they do these things. Absolutely unbelievable. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Representative Jim Jordan put this out, that the DOJ now is briefing the House GOP on an internal inquiry into Jack Smith misconduct allegations. Now, once again, the details about the misconduct are not immediately clear. So this is going to be very, very interesting moving forward. And the other thing that's really interesting, and Matt Franklin put this out, today is December 4th, and not one Republican has won a late counting election anywhere in this country. Elon Musk said, must be a coincidence. Does anyone see the fraud? You could see it on the local level as clear as day. That is their system. They couldn't use it on Trump this time. Too big to rig. So that's why they had to move their plan to the back end. Before the inauguration and after the inauguration. And we can see the deep state players, they are now pushing back against Trump's nominees. Yes, they're using the wrap-up smear. They're doing whatever they possibly can to keep these people from taking their positions. But Representative Mike Collins put this out and said, in what world should Lloyd Austin get 93 votes for confirmation and Hegseth not get 50? Step up, Senate GOP. Well, Tommy Tuberville says number of Democrats who voted against Biden's 21 cabinet nominees, zero. So when you look at the nominations and you see how many votes they get and it's lopsided like this with Austin, you know that this is a bad guy. Actually, I do believe we've had a couple of posts about this, and those individuals who just everyone just loves them and they bring them right in. This is how you know this is not the good person. And you could see at this point in time that they're fighting against those people that Trump wants in there because they know that these people are going to do the actual job of gutting the agency, following the rule of law, removing the deep state swamp creatures. And this is what they're afraid of. And you could see they're going all out on Hegseth. Elizabeth Warren put this out and said, in 2023, over 29,000 active duty troops were sexually assaulted, including more than 6 in every 100 women in the military. Many service members never report these crimes. The rates of assault are estimated to be up to 4 times higher. Pete Hegseth must not be the defense secretary. Wait a minute. 2023? Who's the secretary of defense? That's Austin. Shouldn't she be talking to him? I mean, look what she just described. It's under his watch. So they're really worried about Hegseth? Maybe she should be looking at Austin saying, look what you've done to the military. Look what's going on in there. Isn't that interesting? Steak for Breakfast says, hey, Pocahontas, who was the president in 2023? Oh, so let's see. Biden was the president. And then we had Austin, who is the Secretary of Defense. This has nothing to do with Hegseth. This has nothing to do with Trump. Absolutely unbelievable. Then we have Andrew Surabian. He put this out and says, all but seven Republicans in the Senate voted to confirm Biden's incompetent defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, probably the worst DOD head in American history, who was responsible for the Afghanistan embarrassment. Think about that when you see Senate rhinos criticizing Pete Hegseth. Charlie Kirk responded and said, Joni Ernst and Lindsey Graham both voted to confirm Lloyd Austin, historically awful Secretary of Defense, and yet there are multiple reports that both are involved in character assassination scheme to undermine the nomination of Pete Hegseth. Sure hope that's not true, but it seems like it is true. George, he says, there seems to be a long-lasting precedent that whenever someone gets nominated for a federal job, they must remain silent as the media launches an unprecedented level of attacks against them. But I think it's time to stop this. To all Trump nominees, don't disengage from the public discourse while they destroy you. Go on podcasts and articulate your vision. When you sit back and pretend like your name isn't getting dragged through the mud, it makes your job defending you harder. I'm glad Pete Hegseth is punching back, but I would urge other nominees to get active. And I completely and utterly agree with this. Just like Trump went on all the different podcasts, these nominees should be going on every single podcast, and the people should see them. They should see who they are, what they're about, and how none of this is true. Pete Hegseth put this out and said, maybe it's time for the Secretary of Defense, who has led in combat, been on patrol for days, pulled a trigger, heard bullets whiz by, called in close air support, led medevacs, dodged IEDs, and understands to his core the power of this photo because he's been on that knee before. Absolutely. And that's the person that we need. And we could see, since Trump nominated Kash Patel, we could see that the leftists, the fake MAGA people, the rhinos, they're all going after him. Olivia Troia, a former advisor to Mike Pence, is facing the heat after making outrageous defamatory statements about Kash Patel. Olivia appeared on Joyd Reid's MSNBC show to launch a tirade against Kash Patel. Among her baseless accusations, she claims that Patel lied about intelligence, put Navy SEALs at risk, and even misinformed Pence, which is completely and utterly false. Patel's legal team wasted no time delivering a hard-hitting letter demanding that she retract her defamatory statements within 5 business days. The letter exposes her allegations as complete fabrications and accused her of knowingly spreading lies to malign Patel's reputation for personal gain. The letter placed her on notice to preserve all documents, communications, and evidence related to her false claims. And Kash is absolutely right. His law firm is absolutely right. We should all be pushing back as hard as possible, because we know the deep state players, they're going to be pushing very, very hard. And just like Trump did, he went on all the podcasts. People got to know him. Millions of people watched. I believe that every single nominee should be making the rounds. They should be going on all the podcasts. They should be showing themselves. People should hear them. People should know who they are. And then the people call the senators. They speak up and they say, we wanted Trump, now we want this person. That's the way it should work. And it should be blasted all over social media. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Representative Keith Self put this out on X and says, a ridiculous email I received from the discredited New York Times, traps are being laid against Trump as we speak. Are they trying to justify a living constitution that changes depending on who is in the White House? Or are they recruiting another Liz Cheney? The New York Times email was sent to all members of the 119th Congress, soliciting their response to 3 questions centered around the modern nuclear era, a presidential authority regarding the nuclear button, the sole responsibility of the commander-in-chief, regardless of who is in office. Representative Self immediately recognized that the New York Times request for a sense of Congress views on this unilateral authority was nothing more than a deep state hit job intended to undermine Trump's authority before he even takes office. Our men and women, who, God forbid, may be ordered to execute future nuclear launches, take their instructions from a single man, the president, Representative Self said. The name of the president is irrelevant. The elected president, whether Republican or Democrat, alone carries that responsibility with the full knowledge and understanding of the voters who placed them in office. Then he said, also, has the failing New York Times showed any concern for Joe Biden having the nuclear football right now? Absolutely not. And that reminds me of Post 2187, since they brought up the nuclear football. September 16, 2018. It says, test Thursday by DOD to confirm free flow of direct comms. POTUS special authorization requirement, think the football. NSA monitoring for any attempts to disrupt and or term access, central command. Very, very interesting how they're worried about the nuclear football. And I do believe Trump has the nuclear football this entire time because he is truly the commander in chief and Biden was the resident. And I do believe since the insurrection on November 3rd and the completion on January 6th, Trump remained in power and the resident was put into place to wake the people up. But the true power still lays with Trump. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that at least eight U.S. telcos were compromised in a Chinese hack. Now, this happened a while ago, and now they're coming out saying, yes, this was wide-reaching. They hit the telecommunications networks, and this is the first time the U.S. has confirmed the number of carriers reeling from the Salt Typhoon campaign, more than 3 months after the news reported that, yes, China was hitting the telecommunication carriers. Now, they're letting everyone know that there's nothing wrong with them that they can see. And remember, the Salt Typhoon campaign, that operation was underway for upwards of 2 years while Biden was the resident. So once again, are they sure nothing's implanted? Are they sure there isn't malware hiding someplace? They really don't know. Right now, they're saying it's all clean. And I do believe this is why Elon Musk launched Starlink. Yes, so we can have internet in remote places, but also Starlink has direct to cell phone access. And Elon, he put this out and said, the first Starlink satellite direct to cell phone constellation is now complete. This will enable unmodified cell phones to have internet connectivity in remote areas. Bandwidth per beam is only approximately 10 megabits, but future constellations will be much more capable. So I do believe this is in place just in case something happens. And we can see the deep state players. They are definitely preparing to do something as we move forward. And they have a multi-level strategy. And Trump has a multi-level counter plan to counter everything that they're trying to do. And once again, you could see how desperate and afraid the deep state players are. But in the end, just like everything that we've witnessed, everything that we've gone through. Remember, when you look back in time, from the time Trump came down the escalator back in 2015, we have seen the deep state attack Trump, attack the people, attack everyone. And we have weathered every single battle in this war. There are battles within the war. And now we're heading towards another battle. So I do believe in the end, we are going to win every single one of these battles. And in the end, we are going to win the war. Yes, the deep state's going to fight back. The deep state's not just going to sit there. Okay, put your pick in. Okay, do whatever you want to. What, you want to drain the swamp? No problem. You want to reduce government? No problem. You want to reverse our policies? No, but they're not going to do that. They're going to fight back to the very, very end. And I think Trump is hoping that they fight back because this proves his entire point. This is a criminal syndicate. You're seeing the criminal syndicate and you're seeing how dirty they play and how they protect themselves. And once the country is completely and utterly on board, and I think all we need is the D's now, and I think that's happening. I think once everyone is on board, Trump can do things that no other president would be able to do. Because once you have the people and the people are backing you and the people understand who is actually running the country, who's infected the country, the people will be with Trump in taking them out. And I do believe throughout these 4 years, that is Trump's mission. Trump's mission is to drain the swamp, to remove all these people and bring these people to justice because it has to be done. And this is what we voted for. We voted to take back this country. And now we need to keep the country. And we're going to do it. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.